The news in touch with your world. I'm Dane Bysime. Good morning. KPMG urged to come clean and drug mule busted at Cape Town International Airport. Business leadership. South Africa CEO Bonang Mohale has urged transparency from KPMG, saying the audit firm needs to come clean. Last week, KPMG said it had withdrawn its report into the so-called SARS rogue unit, as the findings and recommendations cannot be relied on. Speaking at an event in Durban, Mohale stressed the importance of weeding out unethical leadership from the country's, or rather for the country's economy to grow.
All those that have been alleged or implicated are our members. We expect much more from our members, that we stand for the rule of law, for compliance. When things like these come out, tell the truth, the whole truth, tell it fast.
This week, SARS Commissioner Tom Moyane says they were going to take legal action against KPMG for reputational damage. He also said the Revenue Service was not given the opportunity to respond before KPMG went public with the withdrawal of its report. Investigations are underway after a drug mule who swallowed 100 bullets of cocaine was caught by police at Cape Town International Airport. The police's Andre Trout says they received intelligence yesterday that the 33-year-old suspect was on a flight from Angola. She was placed under observation and apprehended. Trout says the value of the drugs is yet to be established and shares details of the bust.
We received information that this lady was on a flight from Luanda and arrived at the Cape Town International Airport. She was taken to a medical facility where 100 bullets of cocaine were collected. She will make a court appearance in Durban once she has been charged.
And Mike Greef, CEO of Greef Christie's International Real Estate, has commented on yesterday's decision by the Reserve Bank to leave the repo rate unchanged, saying it will come as a relief to the real estate industry.
A drop in the repo rate would have been very welcome, but maintaining the status quo is also positive, as it sends a strong message of stability to the market. And this is very important in the current economic climates. Anyone planning to buy a home and use a bond facility should be aware, however, that banks continue to be rigorous in their research into loan qualification criteria, and applicants without sufficient income are going to be turned down. Selling prices may be up, but sensible lending is still very much in place.
Your top story for this hour, Business Leadership South Africa CEO Bonang Mohale has urged transparency from KPMG, saying the audit firm needs to come clean. You can follow OFM's news page on Twitter. Go to @OFMNews9497.